This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. And, of course, we bring things up as well. The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And if you listen to the news over the last few days, you probably heard that you were supposed to get some kind of text message directly from President Donald Trump himself. He was going to sit there and personally text all 300 plus million Americans.
That wasn't really what it was it? No, it wasn't.
But that's how it was being reported.
It was.
Donald Trump's going to be able to tweet you directly, and there's nothing you can do about it. Not exactly. But then, because there was a lot of backlash of people saying, I don't want these presidential things. Like, I know that there's a way I can turn off Amber Alerts and the weather things, and there's a couple other sorts of, you know, alerts that may or may not go to your phone, depending on whether you've turned them off or not.
Right.
But these presidential alerts, apparently you can't turn off, although I did stumble across an article from Gizmodo, and I did post to the social media just before the show started saying, here's some info on how you may or may not be able to turn these off. Your mileage may vary.
Right.
It's kind of crazy to think about it, though, isn't it? Like, that one person could potentially have the ability to send something to absolutely everybody that has a cell phone in this country.
Yeah. And again, in this article, I just kind of skimmed the first part, but it talks about, I mean, where this stuff came from was the Cold War.
Right. And that's the thing. These sorts of things, it didn't just start where President Trump said, I'm going to text every American.
Right.
It wasn't Barack Obama saying, I'm going to text every American. There was actually legislation that passed under George W. Bush.
Yeah.
But it just builds on all of this other stuff. And let's jump into this article here from Scientific American.
Okay, Daryl.
About how the emergency text alerts actually work. And again, from Scientific American, the link will get posted up on the Facebooks, the Twitters, and the Mastodons later. Responding to fears of an imminent Soviet nuclear attack, in 1951, President Harry S. Truman set up a national system enabling the president to quickly notify the public of an impending national security threat via a cross-country relay chain of AM radio stations. It used characteristic blaring warning tones and became a precursor to the emergency alert system, which is in use today, which I believe at one time was called the emergency broadcast
system.
And it used a completely different tone, and it was 60 seconds of beep.
And it had that, you know, this is a test of the emergency broadcaster system. The broadcasters in your area, in voluntary cooperation with the FCC and other authorities, have developed this test to keep you informed in case of an actual emergency.
Right.
This is only a test.
Right. And
how many times had I heard that where I could almost verbatim repeat that?
The thing is, if you were scanning the channels and you scanned right after they made that little announcement,
right,
and then you just hear the thing, you're like, wait, what's happening?
The Russians.
And then you listen for, you know, up to 60 seconds of that, and then you hear, this has been a test, and you're like, all right, good.
Yeah.
There's not tornadoes everywhere.
Right, or no missiles in the air.
Right. Continuing on, it says, John Lawson, an emergency alert expert who has advised FEMA on its modern warning systems, says there are certain stations across every market that listen for those tones and then retransmit the alert to other stations in the market. Legislation passed in 2006 under President George W. Bush augmented that capability with wireless text messaging alerts that could theoretically be sent to every cell phone across the country in the event of a national emergency like a nuclear attack. Now, to pause here, Do either one of you remember a few months ago when there was the text that went out in Hawaii?
Very much.
About some kind of missile thing. And
did that go via text?
Yeah.
It was like a mistake.
Yeah, it was an accident. Yes, and that went via this exact system.
Yeah, and it was one of those things where there was a drop-down box and... You know, this is a test, this is not a test, we're right there. And you could very easily apparently check the wrong thing, and it didn't then prompt, are you sure this is real?
Right.
Yeah, because if it's real, you don't want to have to keep clicking, yes, I'm sure this is real.
Are you positively
sure? Yes, I'm sure I want to delete this file. Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm positive.
It was
Microsoft. I want to delete this.
That hit a lot of people.
It'd be kind of funny to send something like that out on April Fool's Day, and then be like, "Just kidding," and then like see how many people get pissed.
Just joking. Yeah, one of the hosts on Free Talk Live, Mark Edge, was actually in Hawaii.
In Hawaii
during that time, and it was around eight o'clock in the morning, early in the day.
Yeah. Did he get the message?
Yeah.
So it was location based then.
Yes.
You didn't actually have a phone registered in Hawaii.
It's just like if you're in, let's say you travel to Maine.
So it pings every device within the perimeters.
You can.
It's location based. So let's say you go to Maine.
Yeah.
And there's an Amber Alert, and you have not turned off the Amber Alerts, and you're within however many miles, you will get notice.
Right.
Doesn't matter where your phone is registered. It's based on, you know, the pinging of cell towers.
But that's the thing. They can do a location-based. So, yeah, you have to be somewhere. So right now, I guarantee you there were people in North Carolina that have been getting these left and right for the last week or so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we didn't get them up
here. Some like news story a while back where some like prostitute in Vegas was like getting in cars with people, and her Facebook was like basically using that same technology to like pick up the people she was with. So like
although
she would
Facebook
get the suggested friends.
Yes.
So in the story, someone had gotten a suggested friend was the prostitute, somebody that like used her because they were in the same vehicle or something.
Right.
And so like
these things can happen. It's what happens when you give up parts of your privacy.
Right.
And these are the things that can go wrong.
Continuing on with this article, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Scientific American continues by saying that the wireless text message alert system created under President George W. Bush has never actually been tested. So President Trump plans to send out an inaugural test alert. Initially was slated for today, September 20th, but has been postponed to October 3rd. This week, Lawson spoke with Scientific American about how the new alert system may play out. Lawson serves as executive director of a private sector tech collaboration group called the Advanced Warning and Response Network Alliance and spends his days thinking about how to best prepare communities for unthinkable disasters. The network, and they use the acronym AWARN, aims to create alerting systems that could still function if the cell networks jam or the power grid goes down.
Ah, the EMP, the dream of many people.
Which people?
People that thrive
I've
on
heard
the
people, you know, like the yeah, survivalists will
the survivalists,
talk about it.
They love
the idea. I don't
know
the if idea. They dream about it.
The preppers, yes. They do imagine this world where you every car stops working, every electronic device ends.
Except for that pre-1947 Toyota model that's got the crank engine.
No. Vehicles that were made in the early 80s will still function, I think, before that.
Wait, what's it called?
An electromagnetic pulse.
EMP.
No, the flare thing.
A solar flare?
Yeah. So
that's another thing that can cause it, but an EMP is usually triggered by a nuclear explosion. So one of the side effects of, as if the nuke wasn't bad enough already, it can wipe out sensitive electronic circuits in a large area.
Yeah, because essentially the electricity is going like through the air. So all these vibrations.
Any electronics that are not inside a Faraday cage.
Yeah, there are ways to protect against it. But we found that out when we were testing nukes in the South Pacific. You know, they were doing some air bursts, you know, exploding nukes up in the atmosphere. And they found out that all of a sudden all these, like, radios and things like that in Hawaii stopped working. So it's thousands of miles away. But they kind of determined that, yes, that when a nuke goes off, it releases a large amount of radio activity.
So how will this presidential alert system work? Well, we'll tell you, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. Zen Cash is now Horizon, and Free Talk Live is giving away some Zen. Over the last 6 weeks, we've given away 8 Zen, and we're giving away more. To enter the next giveaway, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com and tell us how you listen to the show. The winner will be randomly selected from all entries received before noon on Wednesday, September 26th. Again, to enter, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com. Tell us how you listen to the show.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We're talking about the presidential emergency text alert system thing that is sort of the newest addition to the emergency broadcast system. And by newest addition, I mean it was at it about 12 years ago, but it's never actually been tested. And when Trump said that he was going to test it, there were a bunch of people, oh my God, Trump's going to text everybody personally. And how can he do this? Well, because legislation was passed a long time ago. We'll get back into that story. But something that isn't nearly as old, but I would dare say about 1,000 times better. You've probably heard us talk about Zencash. They recently rebranded to Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond simply cryptocurrency, including the ability to chat with other users. And if you've been listening to the podcast recently, you know that Free Talk Live has been giving away some Zen, and we're trying something different, Zen being the currency built on Horizon, and we're actually targeting people that listen to the show live. So if you're listening only to the podcast, then you will not know how you can enter to win some Zen in this upcoming giveaway. So it's only people that are listening to the live broadcast that will know how to enter. It's fairly easy, but again, live listeners only. And, of course, you can learn more about Zen and Horizon by going to horizon.global, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, horizon.global.
I wasn't sure if that was still going on, Daryl.
Yes.
The only reason I say that is because I have not received any free Horizon.
Because you have not won, sir.
Oh, is that what it comes down to?
Yeah, so the first several were random number generators, and then there was a trivia question that we had two people correctly answer. Trivia question was, what are the three types of nodes on the Zen network? Those being full nodes, secure nodes, and super nodes.
Well, now we know. Was that the question?
Yeah,
are you asking that
ago.
Right now, Daryl?
No, that was the
Can
question.
Can I just
like
repeat that back
ago.
And win some
no.
free Horizon?
No.
That's good coin.
So,
I think.
Horizon.global. Jumping back into this article from Scientific American, where they are talking about this presidential alert system. Again, it is built upon the what's now called the emergency alert system, used to be the emergency broadcast system that was adopted back in 1951 because Harry Truman feared that the Soviets might nuke America. And then in 2006, George Bush had Congress pass some legislation giving the president, or rather someone under the direction of the president, the authority to send out text message alerts using what is referred to as the presidential alert system. There's also, you've probably received the weather alerts and like the Amber alerts. There's probably a couple others that you may or may not have received. I actually have all of those turned off on my phone, except for the presidential text alert that you allegedly can't actually turn off. But Scientific American has an interview here with Mr. Lawson, John Lawson, who has advised FEMA on various things and is working with a group called AWARN, the Advanced Warning and Response Network Alliance. He said, how would this presidential text message alert system actually work? He says, it's my understanding that the code to send an emergency alert and the instructions would travel with the president in the football, which is a suitcase that holds the nuclear launch codes. Asked for the agency's perspective on the alert system, a FEMA spokesman said that they would not be able to provide details or make an expert available for an interview. So basically, no comment.
No comment.
So is it with the football? No comment. Does the football exist? No comment. Well, we know that, you know, there's that briefcase.
There is.
That exists.
It does.
But no comment about whether or not it actually exists or what's in the football. Other than a nuclear attack, what sort of circumstances would make it appropriate for the president to send a text versus, say, one coming from the head of FEMA?
Should we answer that question right
now?
Yeah,
we should. We should.
Well, Lawson says the president could theoretically use it for any other type of alert as decided by the president.
Like CNN did a unpopular story on the president? Could he then text everybody?
just send out a presidential alert. Hashtag fake news.
I'm
fake
gonna think that one.
No.
No.
No. What would?
Put another idea.
What would you do?
I don't know. What? As far as like, what do I think he
what
should
do
be
you
okay
think?
To send?
Yeah.
Patriot score.
Jeez, here we go.
It's football season, and Heather's back in full Patriots mode. Chris, you kept mentioning Twitter, and the next question that they asked Lawson is about Twitter. Says our current president is very active on Twitter. The questioner says, and I think one concern is that without some sort of filter system in place, the president could send one of these national alerts and incite panic or even an international incident of some kind.
But if you think about it, too, because I was just thinking it could be used, you know, for weather alerts. I think that's not like a bad idea. But it's kind of crazy to think about the way it could be used for, you know, ill purposes. Do you know what I mean? Like, because if you think about it, when you send somebody a weather alert, like a hurricane, for example, you are basically predicting their next, the majority of people's next course of action. Most of them, they'll evacuate. So, you know, you can kind of calculate where people are going to be moving to. Do you know what I mean? So it kind of is a powerful tool to be able to push one button, send out a text, and now you have like this chain reaction of effect on behavior of so many different people.
Yeah.
All in one place.
Right.
So it's like a way to control behavior.
Yeah, and under the control of one single person. It is a centralized system. It's a single point of failure or salvation. You know? I mean,
right.
To me, as long as I've been around, I mean, I've never known that the emergency broadcast system or something like it was ever used for ill.
But it's like, what if, like, state and local government, well, states already really do it, but, like, local governments where, you know, you have snowstorms and it's like,
sure,
they tell you to stay in, or you have hurricanes, they tell you to leave, and it's just like, now you have
all
of these vacant homes, and if anyone stays...
Well, that's a good
point. Hold on, you're bringing up a really good point here, so... Normally, they'll just say, you know, like, shelter in place or evacuate.
Right.
But they don't tell you a specific place to evacuate to.
Generally, no.
But theoretically, they could wind up saying, if you're receiving this message, evacuate to fill in the blank location, and that location just has all the cattle cars.
I mean,
it's highly unlikely.
No. I see what you're saying.
Basically what I'm saying is that whoever has that control over that, you know, the ability to send the information can essentially, like, control.
Right, and that's what Lawson says here. Lawson says, to your question about potential abuse, yeah, it's possible. It really comes down to trust of a civilian authority or trust of the commander-in-chief. Let's go back to the Cold War context, which is relevant here. You have to trust somebody. Let's say there's a massive cyber attack that takes out the grid. Ironically, the old emergency alert system, because it uses AM radio and the daisy chain, would probably survive, whereas the new system that depends on internet probably wouldn't. He says it's good to use both systems, and there's more. Plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
The California professor accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault told the Senate Judiciary Committee today that she would be prepared to testify next week. The woman told the committee she would be open to testify as long as the terms are fair and they ensure her safety. Multiple people were killed and wounded at a Rite Aid distribution center today in Harford County, Maryland. The shooter, who was a 26-year-old woman, also took her own life. Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Goller.
We were on scene just in over 5 minutes. Arriving law enforcement, fire, and EMS. units quickly paired up together, got into the building in order to render first aid where appropriate, treat patients in an attempt to locate a suspect or suspects.
President Trump will be heading to Las Vegas for one of his signature Make America Great rallies. Everything will begin just after 10 o'clock Eastern time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line for how you can call in and join us. There's also the Discord. Chris, you're somewhat active on the Discord.
I am somewhat active. It's tough to do during the show, but I try to at least pop in.
You should not be doing it during the show.
I know
during
that.
During breaks is okay, but not
I
while we're actually
that.
On the air.
But I do just sort of keep an eye on what's going on in there, so we can kind of see what people are talking about and like that. And seeing, you know, if they're catching us on the studio cams doing something embarrassing or...
like snorting Altoids?
Snorting. We've all just had a round of Altoids, so we all have minty fresh breath. It's curiously strong.
And there's also some call-in lines.
Are there?
On the Discord.
There are. There are three call-in lines, so no waiting for a call-in line. You'll just be waiting on us to pick you up, and on the air you go.
Discord.lrn.fm. All kinds of different chat rooms on various things. Discord.lrn.fm. So getting back into this article from Scientific American, where the author of this article interviewed a guy named John Lawson, who's an emergency alert expert who has advised FEMA, and he also works as the executive director of the Advanced Warning and Response Network Alliance that they refer to here as AWARN. And they're asking him different things about this presidential alert text system thing that a lot of people probably had never heard of until there was the news that Donald Trump wanted to send out a test because it's not been tested since it was implemented under George W. Bush 12 years ago. Now, I want to get back into something that Lawson said that we covered in the last segment, where he's comparing this text alert system
with the old emergency broadcast system that's now referred to as the emergency alert system, where he says, ironically, the old emergency system, because it uses AM radio and a daisy chain, would probably survive a massive cyber attack, whereas the new system that depends on internet distribution probably would not. So it would actually be good to still use both systems.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, like I've known about this presidential alert thing and the NOAA alerts and the Amber alerts, but I never thought, oh, yeah, if, you know, a transformer blows and then all of the power goes out,
right,
I might not get a text message.
Yeah, and it's interesting. This is a little bit of a Cold War history for some people out there. But I will say I worked in communications in the military.
And
allegedly. And we had state-of-the-art equipment for, you know, long-haul communications around the world, literally around the world. But allegedly, we still maintained a whole bunch of communications gear that used tubes. It didn't have any transistors.
Internet.
No, I'm talking really...
The internet is a series of tubes, according to that one politician guy.
There you go. We're talking really, really old school radios and things like that from the, you know, from the 50s and early 60s that were still maintained. And the purpose of that was...
redundancy.
As a backup.
Right.
If we were hit with something like an EMP, if we lost everything digital, you can still do really low frequency communications securely.
Did you also have the telegraph thing? Did you know Morse code so that you could send a ship to shore telegraph?
Fortunately, I've never had to learn, even as an amateur radio operator, I've never had to learn Morse code. But no, we had people that did that, and we had, you know, teletype and all kinds of stuff.
So skipping a couple of questions here in this interview, the next question is, what's the legislative background leading to this national emergency alert system? Lawson says the Wireless Emergency Alert, or WEA, was created by the WARN Act passed by Congress in 2006. WARN being an acronym for Warning, Alert, and Response Network. It was designed to motivate the wireless carriers to provide text message systems for emergency alerting, and there was a procedure, a rulemaking at the FCC. There was an advisory subcommittee, Lawson says, and I was on that to help establish the rules that led to the present system. WEA provides for any authorized originator, often county governments, to use the system for imminent threat emergencies, and it also allows people, users, to opt out of these alerts, except for the President of the United States. So these alerts are sent by a county government and go over the internet to an aggregator, a server managed by FEMA, to authenticate. They are then redistributed to local wireless carriers that retransmit to cell towers. Author says, or rather the interviewer writing the article says, authenticate, that makes it sound kind of vague and mysterious. You mean there's a person who double checks that these are valid warnings and has to take an action? Or it's more like a CAPTCHA system that just makes sure that it's a real signal? Lawson says, I'm pretty sure no human actually touches it. A CAPTCHA would be a good analogy. It's some sophisticated system of authentication that involves codes and passwords and other software that would detect what is legitimate and what is not. And I think this is, you know, interesting to point out here, especially in light of the questions of, wait, how did that guy in Hawaii send out that fake missile alert thing several months ago? Well, if there was another human that verified, then, you know, it would have been caught, hopefully. But because it came from the computer, you know, it verified, like, this was not from a hacked device.
Right.
Continuing on, author says, okay, well, what would rise to the level of needing a presidential alert beyond a nuclear threat? Seems that most emergencies are regional, like a flood, an earthquake, or a sinkhole. He says, it's always something horrible that we have not imagined. I can see the system being used post-attack. Then there's the question about why has it never been tested? Lawson says, I think there have been many alerting failures recently, so that momentum is picking up to do something and improve our system. Hawaii, where an alert system erroneously sent text warnings of an incoming ballistic missile in January, was recently a catalyzing moment. I didn't realize it was all the way back in January. I thought it was more recent than that.
Time flies, Daryl.
Yes. Post-Hawaii, there's been a heightened awareness that we need to up our game in terms of alerting, and it wasn't just that instance. Last year, at about that time, there were massive wildfires in Sonoma and the North Bay region of California. People died, and the wireless alert system was not used to warn people of the fires. The Sonoma emergency manager had reasons not to send them. One was because the number of characters, 90, is so limited that you can't really instruct people very specifically about what actions to take. If you say evacuate immediately, well, in what direction? The alerts aren't geo-targeted, so you will warn people who aren't affected, and they could then clog the road so people can't get an emergency vehicle into the area. The author here then asked the question, can people really not block these presidential alerts, or is it like any other cell phone number, say from an ex that you don't want to hear from, and you can just block that number? Lawson says, they're not actually sending a call through the exchange to your phone, so you cannot block it. It's actually a broadcast alert, and the WARN Act of 2006 that set it up became this wireless alert system specifically allows people to opt out of everything but the presidential alert. So again, allegedly, according to the federal law, you cannot opt out of these presidential alerts. Now, I'm wondering, there might be some people that have jailbroken phones that might know some kind of way to get around something.
I'm sure there's a where there's a will, there's a way, but there's another option that's called turn off your phone, you know. If you hear that, what happens when I hear the emergency, whatever it's called now, the emergency broadcast system, in the rare times I'm watching television, I hit the mute button.
Right, but no, I think it's more a thing of people don't want the... You've got an unread text message
right.
from presidential emergency alert.
Well, if it said that, then I would probably look at it just to
go. Yeah, like, there's no way to not receive the text.
Yeah.
There is a way to where you don't get some annoying noise that comes out of your phone.
Right.
But people just don't want to get the message.
Yeah. Okay.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Embrace your personal style with deals on top flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Sale. Get a rich and classic look with new gilded reserve chestnut and more Bellawood engineered hardwood floors all on sale. 10 to 15% off. Or get new Icelandic oak laminate. It's 23% off. Save up to 34% on waterproof floors. Get more from 39 cents plus special financing and professional installation nationwide. Don't miss it. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
My lawn's been worn out by summer. Not to mention, by my kids.
This year, use Scott's in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scott's Yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And the fourth annual Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up fast in just over 1 month, October 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. Texas Bitcoin Conference is always a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. This year, speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com right now to get your tickets. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be there again. And Ian and Mark, they'll be there. I won't. I'll be here holding things down. They would love to see you, and I know that the people running the Texas Bitcoin Conference, they would love to see you as well, TexasBitcoinConference.com. So we've been talking about this presidential emergency alert thing where Donald Trump is not actually going to be able to directly text you at 2 o'clock in the morning asking you for random pictures.
But I think it's interesting, and it was amazing because it was the immediate reaction. Guys, this is such a boring topic. It is literally coming up with a new emergency broadcasting, testing something that's been in place forever. Not a big deal. But in today's world, all anyone could imagine was, no way, you're going to let Trump tweet me at all hours of the night and I have to receive it. That was the immediate reaction.
Right. And again, this thing has been around for a dozen years.
In this instance.
And most people... The presidential alert thing,
right,
using the cell phones has been federal law for a dozen years, but most people had never heard of this until the announcement earlier this week,
right,
that there was going to be a test of the system,
right,
and there's no way to opt out.
And as far as that emergency broadcast system we've been talking about, that's been around for, 60-plus years.
Yeah.
Close to 70.
1951 is when that was set up.
Yeah.
Thanks to President Harry S. Truman. The S did not actually stand for anything.
So, kind of keeping us on topic here, there is a new national privacy law coming. Talking about whether or not you can, we're talking about whether or not you could turn off text messages and things like that.
Right.
But this comes to us from the Hill. The tech industry and consumer groups are gearing up for a fight with lawmakers as they begin considering whether to draft a new national privacy law. The push to get Congress to enact federal privacy standards is gaining new urgency after California passed what it sees as the nation's toughest privacy law this June. The measure forces businesses to be more transparent about what they do with consumer data and gives users unprecedented control over their personal information.
So I have to say that this is not something that I had heard about you know, California passing some kind of privacy law. I was aware that the European Union has passed some kind of right to be forgotten thing to where it's
GDPR or something like that.
No. So the right to be forgotten predates GDPR by several years. So I don't know if you've ever gone to Google and typed in your name.
Yes.
And then you see various results.
Yes.
If there's a result that you don't like in the European Union, you can send a message to, you know, like Google or whoever and say, I don't want this particular article coming up in search results for me.
Right.
And according to the EU law, they are obligated to comply.
Right. So you just leave the good stuff up there.
Right.
Right.
And then there's the GDPR thing that we have talked about on some Friday nights with the other Chris, who runs a privacy-focused computer company. I'm actually using one of their computers from Think Penguin, where he's talked about this GDPR thing. And
that was me thinking out loud.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
I was thinking about like what you were saying and how it compared. Because actually, on my ride in here today, I was thinking about how I wanted to start using Bing as like a search engine instead of Google.
Okay.
Because I noticed that every time I go to Google, if you type in just like news or whatever, it's always the same ones, like the New York Times and all the same ones that
it's learned your habits.
Yeah. So not just my habits. I think it suggests what my habit should be because I don't read any of those articles. I always scroll and I like I certainly don't read the New York Times anymore. But then I notice when I type like the same thing in Bing, it's like different sources come up.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
I should try
DuckDuckGo.
I was going to say a lot of people like DuckDuckGo because
I've never even heard of that one.
It doesn't actually send, even though it uses Google Search as its back end, it doesn't send your metadata to Google so that Google doesn't know a person running this operating system with this size monitor from this connection in this geographic area searched for this particular term.
Yeah. It's easy to remember. Duck, duck, go.
Duck, duck, go.
But the GDPR thing has more to do with, and it sounds like it's something close to what the California legislators did, to where businesses have to be, quote-unquote, more transparent about what they do with consumer data, or in the case of GDPR, you just have to say, either we collect all the data from every customer if one of our customers is in Europe, or we don't collect anything, or we're just not doing business with people in Europe anymore.
Right. This article continues, but the California law has sparked worries within the tech industry, which fears that it has to comply with a new patchwork of varying state regulations. Now, industry groups are pushing Congress to pass a national privacy bill that will block states from implementing their own standards.
So let's talk about this for a moment.
Right.
Because I know that there are the people that would say, states' rights, or, you know, 10th Amendment says blah, da, 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 da. And then there's the counter argument of, the federal constitution, and I'm not necessarily defending the federal constitution or the federal government. I'm
supremacy.
Making the argument.
Yeah. Supremacy clause argument.
Not just the supremacy clause, but more the 14th Amendment equal protection clause.
Okay.
Of, could the federal government say, here's the standard, you can pass something that's more lenient, but you can't pass something that infringes on the rights more so than this law.
Right. So that's interesting.
So, from more of an equal protection side.
Yeah. It could be fought either way. In either case, the tech industry is going to challenge. It's just going to be a mess. Now industry groups are pushing Congress to pass a national privacy bill that will block states from implementing their own standards. Privacy advocates are skeptical of the industry proposals and concerned that internet giants will co-opt the process in order to get protections that are weaker than the California standard implemented across the country. Quote, They do not want effective oversight. They do not want regulation of their business practices, which is really urgently needed, unquote. Jeff Chester, the executive director of the Center for Digital Democracy, CDD, told The Hill, quote, they're going to work behind the scenes to shape legislation that will not protect Americans from having all of their information regularly gathered and used by these digital giants, unquote. They see federal law as an opportunity to preempt stronger rules, he added. So, again, now we have a different side of it, just saying, you know, we have to trust in the federal government. The federal government has to do it or, you know, by gosh, the states will just, you know, they'll do what they want and they won't pass things as strong as California has done.
Right. And
like banning straws.
But banning straws. That's a great analogy.
They didn't actually ban straws. They just said that you can't give someone a straw without the customer asking for the straw. You're still allowed to have a plastic straw in California.
Can you give it to a turtle? Because there was
turtles
that picture
don't
of that.
Have thumbs.
There was that picture of the turtle.
Turtles also can't ask for the straw.
You know where that picture came from? Not to go off on my turtle tangent.
A video
here.
Of a guy pulling a straw. I cried.
Did you cry?
Oh no!
Oh, because it happened.
I felt pain for that turtle.
Yes, and right here on American Shores. How could
about.
This happen?
I saw that too. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Was it really a straw? Is that what it was?
It really was, but it was really in Costa Rica.
How the heck?
At the
did
mouth.
It even happen,
where
though.
It was? I saw this video of this little turtle that was in pain.
It was.
Yeah, but
and
how
I
do you,
felt bad for this little turtle.
How do you get a straw that far up your nose?
I don't know.
Even as a turtle, that's weird.
I mean, even in the 80s, I never got a straw that far up my nose.
Like a valley girl.
Oh, that was my cocaine joke for the evening.
Yeah,
sorry, guys.
I was making a cocaine joke at the same time.
Or ask a valley girl.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I don't do coke.
I don't either, but I did okay. for a month one night. It was rather interesting.
I did for a month one night.
So there's more on
there
this article from The Hill about privacy laws and regulations, and at what level should there be the regulations? Should there be the regulations, and why must they be consistent? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.